First, we begin with the situation concerning floods in the Czech Republic. Following a critical weekend in the north and east, water levels are now leveling off or even subsiding in some parts of the country. Nevertheless, there is a state of emergency in half of the country's 14 regions, and hundreds of people remain in temporary shelters. Daniela Lazareva has been following developments. She joins me in the studio now. Daniela, what is the situation at present? Is the worst behind us?
Well, it seems so indeed. After 5 days of rising water levels in many parts of the country, it seems that the situation has finally stabilized in most areas. The weekend was still critical for people in Moravia, that's in the eastern part of the country, and in North Bohemia, particularly the city of Ústí nad Labem, which continued to evacuate people throughout the weekend. I spoke to the mayor of Ústí nad Labem, Petr Gandalovič, at midday on Monday, and here's the latest news from Ústí.
Well, the situation continues to be rather critical. Water level has probably reached or will reach its peak today at 880 centimeters, which means that one of the two bridges in Ústí had to be closed, and it causes tremendous traffic jams.
How many people have had to evacuate so far?
It is about 400 people. Most of these people have chosen individual solutions rather than group evacuation. So we have about 40 people in shelters.
The mayor of Ústí nad Labem, Petr Gandalovič, reporting on how things are going there. In many places, it wasn't so much a question of fast rising water levels, but rather man-made barriers and embankments giving way under the pressure. That was the case in Ústí and also in the Moravian town of Olomouc, where an embankment holding back the water gave way during the night and people were woken by sirens at 2 a.m. for an emergency evacuation. That was one of the biggest operations. 2,500 people were evacuated in the night.
As you said, very dramatic there, but it has now slowly stabilized. Have people been able to return to their homes to start picking up the pieces?
Well, in some parts of the country, yes, but in others, the water level is still too high to allow that. That's why there is a state of emergency in force in seven regions. That's to help the authorities to prevent looting, and it should stay in force up until April the 10th. Many towns and villages are still underwater. They are deserted, and patrols are moving around in boats. In many places, there's still no electricity. Some water treatment plants are out of operation, and of course, people's wells are full of muddy flood water. So it may take a while for people to be able to return. Of course, where it is possible, people have gone back to check up on their property, and some have even started clean-up work. But the big clean-up operation in the wake of these floods is still to come. And the same goes for damage assessment. We know it won't be as bad as in the 2002 floods, but it will be considerable. Finance Minister Bohuslav Sobotka has proposed setting aside 5 billion crowns to cover the damage, and the government is to debate the technicalities at its nearest session this Wednesday.
Right. Well, my thanks to you, Daniela Lazareva.